This is The Status Bro.
You take a mortal man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. With Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
And I got to be honest with you guys. I'm a little high strung tonight. I'm on edge just a little bit. A lot of things going on all at once. My brother is in town. I'm really excited about that. We got him on the show tonight, live in studio for the first time in a long time. And in fact, Zach, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I don't think he's been in a studio with us since back when we did the show in my apartment when I was in college.
Your old apartment?
My old apartment.
Yeah.
The old stomping ground.
It was
back
like
in Denton.
2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time
ago. It's been a while.
We have a bunch of stuff to get to tonight, though. First off, I have to ask. I know we talk about gross stuff a lot.
Yeah.
We can't help it.
It's
this
great.
Is just the first thing that popped in my head as soon as I cracked the mic tonight. Zach, how's your hemorrhoid situation?
I was thinking about that. Yeah. No news to report. I think it might be going away. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing about hemorrhoids. They're very tricky because I thought the same thing. It's not as uncomfortable anymore, but I'm not like you. You said that you didn't do any kind of manual investigation.
No.
And I'm not talking about breaching. I'm not talking about actually going into the into the belly of the beast. I'm just talking about the exterior only. And when I'm soaping around, I like to make sure I get everything real clean.
Yeah.
Especially in the undercarriage. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, and I was poking around, and I'm telling you, I got a little something poking out. It's not like what I've talked about before. It wasn't like the full-on thumb sticking out thing, but I want to say like the tip of my pinky toe.
Yeah.
But it's enough that I know it's there.
Like the size of like your average everyday pee.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
And there's no telling when it's going away.
Well,
that's the worst part.
What was the treatment? It was recommended last week, a tiny rubber band around it or something? Sounds awful.
That's if you're dealing with a real beast.
Well, yeah.
That's not like our situation.
Yours sounds like a real beast.
No. I've dealt with the ones I've had before were way worse. I'm talking about really uncomfortable, like I couldn't even sit down. This one doesn't hurt. I don't feel anything anymore, but I know it's still there.
Right. That's kind of how mine is. Nothing new.
Yeah, it was sore for a little while. Now I feel perfectly fine.
Flying under the radar.
And I've been under a lot of stress lately, which I know aggravates my bowels to a great extent.
Of course.
It really does. All right, I have to address
the elephant
in the room here. A lot of people have been giving Zach some flack on the show for using certain buzzwords or terms a little too often.
Yeah.
Of course is the one that pops up most of all. Therefore, I couldn't help myself, and I had to count it down. I was re-listening to last week's show, and Zach said it nine times.
Yeah, nine times sounds about right. I tend to do this thing where I pick up some kind of phrase and use it repeatedly for like a month in almost every conversation I have, and lately that's the one,
like,
of course.
Nice moves.
Just like nice moves. I used to say easy killer, and that used to bug you. Yeah,
I hated that.
Anytime
one.
You got upset about anything, I'd say easy killer, and you're like, stop, just quit doing that. And so now, of course, is the thing.
It bugs me the most when you have one of these things, and I'll be like, where did you get that anyway? And you go, from you.
Almost every time.
But I don't think you got easy killer from me.
No, I didn't get that from you.
Yeah.
I don't know who I got that one from, but I just tend to pick up these things and kind of carry them for a while. I don't know why that is.
Well, before we get too carried away, I want to let people know, we have some fun facts. Those are always our favorite on the show.
We have fun facts?
I have fun facts about adult entertainment that you have never heard before. I also have the top list of red flags that mean you're a douche when a girl is evaluating you for possible sexual interaction.
Huh.
Plus Zach's news. Yeah, Zach's news we'll probably get to first.
That's
but before we do that, Zach, I have to ask, you and I have talked about this before. Did you watch the VMAs this year?
No. I woke up the next morning at like 5 a.m. and caught all the clips online and stuff.
I caught a couple of clips and it was bad. But you and I have talked about several times that Miley Cyrus is gross.
Yeah.
Like really gross.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's so off-putting about her. It's just really unflattering clothing along with the butchy haircut and like the constant trying to overdo the whole sexuality expression thing. I just find it all vile.
Yeah, well, I think the reason I find her the most disgusting is because she used to be a Disney star.
Yeah.
So now when she's trying to break out of like the child star role by doing all of these outlandish things, I'm like, I'm sorry,
Every
I'm not convinced.
Every time she makes a headline, it has to be something outlandish and gross.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can never just be something normal. Like Miley Cyrus seen on her yacht. No, it's always nude somewhere, spat on somebody, something weird.
Well, look, man, I may be wrong about this, and correct me. She looked hot at the VMAs. Did you see pictures after? I mean, I know there are a bunch of goofy outfits and whatnot, but I'm telling you, she looked hot.
I was under the impression you disagreed with me on this. One of the things I wanted to do that morning was that whole thing about her wardrobe malfunction. Slip up? And of course, you read a bunch of articles about it, but nobody actually has the picture.
Yeah, no, I still haven't seen the picture.
Right.
I've heard about it 150,000 times.
Right, and so I found the specific frame, and I was going to post it from the show's page, but I was like, nah, she's kind of gross. I won't do that. And now that you're telling me that you thought she looked kind of hot, maybe I should have.
I don't know what it is. You know what? In fact, I may not do it right now, but at some point I'm going to pull up some pictures. I'm going to flash them in front of you. Let me know what you think.
All right, yeah.
Of course, there's still plenty of grossness. But, well, first of all, she didn't have the super short butchy haircut, to be amazed. It's probably fake. She had, like, the dreadlock thing, hair or whatever. But her with longer hair looked hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I thought it was super edgy that she came out and said that she smokes marijuana.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Nobody's ever done that before. That's a big surprise.
Yeah, she's a real pioneer.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
put everybody on their toes there at the VMAs in 2015.
Anyway, I almost forgot at the beginning of the show this week, I wanted to give a special thank you to the Jeff Curley Show, also on 1190 AM, for having me on as a guest. I really appreciate it, particularly Sarah Curley for interviewing me. It was a real treat, a real pleasure. And I like that, you know, this is the first time I was ever interviewed by anybody.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Everything went well?
Everything was great.
You didn't choke?
I don't think so.
Nice.
What do you think?
No, I think you sounded all right.
Yeah, but you would say that no matter what.
Well, I would choke. That's why I would say that.
Yeah, maybe.
I would totally choke.
Also, in recent news, you know, I have to get these out of the way because we only have a couple more minutes in this segment before we have to go.
Sure.
There was, you know, I can't go the whole show without bringing this up.
Oh, no.
I
don't know what you're alluding to, but I know I'm not going to like it.
All right. There may be another radio personality in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who appears on some of the stations that we also appear on.
Right.
Who doesn't really know who I am.
Or any of us,
or
really.
Or who I'm ever affiliated with in any way. But it came to my attention. The other night, my girlfriend, or, you know, the girl I've been seeing recently, my lady friend.
Yeah.
And I were going out to dinner. That night.
Mm-hmm.
So she wore she wore her whole outfit to work because she lives farther away.
Dressed up nice
because we were going out to dinner that night.
Yeah.
We went out. It was great. And then the next day, I get a message from someone who happens to be a listener of the program I'm talking about and says, hey, what was your girlfriend wearing at work the other day? And I said, okay, that's weird. Why would anyone ever ask me that? It's inappropriate.
Strange.
Get out of here. You're a douche. And I said, because I think they were talking about her on this show. So they send me a clip. And it's very obvious they're talking about her.
Yeah.
In a very creepy way.
Right.
And it was gross.
So members of another radio show were talking about your significant other.
Correct.
On the air.
My lady friend. Let's
right.
just call it that.
And of course, they didn't say her name.
Of course not.
But you still know exactly they're talking about her.
Yes.
In a kind of a degrading way.
Very degrading.
Yeah.
And anyone says, well, hey, did they know that she was with you? And I said, no, but I guarantee you it wouldn't have made any difference.
No.
It would have happened
would
anyway.
Would not have mattered. They don't even know her name.
No.
Like, of course they don't know her personal relationships. They just want to figure out a way to objectify her for what they think are laughs.
But the age of these individuals is what makes it gross, particularly the main perpetrator.
Definitely.
It just sounded really, I don't know, desperate and creepy.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad.
how old?
I got to be honest. For a second, it did make me mad.
How old
I was
would
a little
you
upset
say?
Just hearing that. Oh,
yeah. What's the median age of these guys?
And I'm being realistic here, not me being an ass and
sure.
upset, you know, because early to mid-50s for the particular person.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah.
And how old is your significant other, if you don't mind me asking?
She is 24.
Quite the difference there.
There's a pretty big difference.
A lifetime of difference, even.
One could say a lifetime, but you know what? I got to swallow it because we work in this business. We play the game. That's just how it is.
Right.
What am I going to do? But did it stick in my crud a little bit? Yeah, at first.
Right.
But
you have to be okay with other radio hosts objectifying your girlfriend. That's
absolutely.
Just how this business works.
No, but that's what makes me mad because nobody objectifies her but me.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed to go.
It seems to be your right. Almost.
Sure.
Not your right.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Anyway, before we go to break, Zach, tease some of your stories real quick.
Sure. I got a story about some scientists in Denmark that did a study on the effects of cannabis and sperm count. Kind of surprising.
Yeah, I like that. I'm very curious to see those results because this could help us or hurt us.
Yeah.
We'll find out. What else you got?
I got a story about a bunch of daycare workers that were accused of running a toddler fight club.
All right.
Yeah. Which is horrible, of course, but I somehow find it hilarious.
It's a headline you can't ignore.
No, it's, yeah.
All right, I also have, you got more?
One more. I got an Albuquerque man who runs a car wash that got busted for money laundering.
Perfect. All right, well, I also have the facts about adult entertainment and the red flags that you're a douche coming up right after this break. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined in studio by Zach Dion Bud Lewis.
Hey.
We also have my brother sitting in. I'm going to open his mic up just a little bit. John, say hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you got to talk right up in there, man.
All right, I'm right up in there.
There you go. You're real close.
Better? All right, beautiful.
Yeah, you
got to
chew it.
I didn't want to be like AJ and, like, you know.
I'm going to sit back here and assume everybody can.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Wait. No, I thought he did. I thought he got too close sometimes, too. Didn't he?
No. That was never his problem. He didn't know how to talk into a microphone. He would be in the bathroom and think that we could still hear him.
Douchebag.
They're expensive mics. Why wouldn't they work that way?
Yeah, I thought it could talk anywhere and the radio would pick it up. All right, we got to get to Zach's news. But before we do that, John, I want to touch on you a little bit because it was kind of a pain getting you here, man.
Yeah, sorry, I fell asleep.
Get up closer, dude. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Am I close enough?
Yeah, you're close enough. And I just thought it was funny that I told John, I was like, all right, you got to be at my place by 7.
Right.
We'll all ride to the studio together. And then it's 7:25, and I haven't heard from Zach or John. And I'm wondering, am I in a different dimension or something? Am I still doing a show? Or it turns out they both fell asleep.
We were both up early this morning. John had to catch a flight.
I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah, I know. You had to do an all-nighter to make it here?
Yeah, those shuttles for LAX, they keep making them earlier and earlier. It was 6:30 a.m., and then I get a call, 2 hours before, hey, we couldn't fit you in at a 6:30 slot. We're going to come at 5:30, and then I get a call, hey, we're going to come at like 5. They're running
that
early.
That is brutal.
Wow.
Anyway, I thought it was funny, though, that you weren't here by 7, so my mom, of course, has to get involved.
Oh, man.
Because John's not here.
She's
and John's
sweetheart.
At the house, and so she says, oh, my God, I have to get you to the show. I got to get you to the show. So she...
Waking up to her voice was excruciating.
Yeah. So she throws him in the car and gets him out of here. And now not only do I have John live in studio right now, but my mom sitting down in the studio lobby.
And I feel bad.
I do too. There's seats outside the studio, but I just don't want my mom sitting there watching me do the show. It's uncomfortable.
It's already bad knowing she listens.
I think her phone's dead, too.
I'm going to have to get her in here for a little bit, though, right?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have her on.
Without further ado, Zach, give us the stories.
All right. Some scientists in Denmark... put a study together, and Copenhagen specifically, they surveyed a little over 1,200 Danish men and the effects that marijuana has on their sperm count, amongst
other
drugs.
You sent me this article, and I was like, I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Because, I was fairly confident it would weigh in my favor, and I think it does.
Yeah.
In all of our favors.
In a strange way, it's almost a good thing for young males.
In the way that we're not trying to produce offspring at the moment type favor.
Right.
Yeah.
The researchers found a correlation between men who smoked pot more than once and more than once weekly, and quite a lot, as people would say on the survey. They noticed a drop in sperm count. They said guys that smoked on occasion had, on average, as low as 29%.
Yeah. That's the number that I remember. And that's a good number.
Yeah. Excellent. 29 is pretty good. And then for the guys that use a variety of things like Molly or cocaine, they had as low as 55% down.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Significant. Over
that's
half.
Good. That's very good.
What does booze do? I might not have any at all.
Probably something the same similar thing. What surprises me is that this is news in 2015. You'd think at some point some guy had to go get his sperm count
You'd
checked.
Think any kind of drugs that I'm putting in my body are probably affecting my sperm count.
And a doctor said, well, your numbers are kind of low. What do you do? And he said, I do drugs. And they're like, well, that's it.
That doesn't seem
like really news, but I'm glad we have at least some data.
Yeah, and this man was trying to impregnate someone?
Quite the mystery. Make that a bulletin.
That's the scary thing. Yeah, I think he was.
Oh, man. Okay, but this is funny because I was actually, I read this article last night when you sent it to me because I vet everything before we actually bring it on the show.
Yeah.
And my lady friend said, well, why is that cool? I said, what do you mean, why is that cool? Do you want me to have a high sperm count right now? And she said, well, no, of course not. And she goes, but what if it never comes back? I'm like, I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, I'm not concerned.
Because I was like, no, you don't get it. Every day, I produce new sperms.
Right, all the time.
Yeah, I like pluralizing sperms. It makes it funny because it's grammatically incorrect. Yeah, so every day I produce new sperms. So I'm pretty sure as soon as I stop doing the bad behavior, boom, sperm comes back.
I think you're right.
But I can't say that for sure. I'm not a scientist or anything.
Yeah, usually people are pretty adamant about the health benefits of marijuana. If this is a really bad thing, I think everybody would know.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Nobody's particularly concerned, especially the audience. It's 18 to 28-year-old males. Well, we all think it's kind of a good thing.
I don't think it's ever been scientifically or clinically proven that marijuana causes any long-term medical effects, correct?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's ever been proven. People are still working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It comes out of the ground. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
Can we all just agree on that?
It's organic. There's no GMOs or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, what else you got, Zach?
There's a bunch of daycare workers who got accused of running a toddler fight club for amusement, which I can't help but laugh at.
It is amusing, yeah. Right?
I mean...
How does that work?
John, you got to talk to the mic.
Sorry.
It's two New Jersey daycare workers who are accused of making children fight each other for their own amusement. I don't think they filmed it or anything. No, they said, the workers recorded videos of the scuffles.
How do you get kids fired up before a fight? How do you get them angry? How do you...
I guess, you're sitting there watching the kids. One kid hits another.
You give them like a couple of noogies and you are riled up or something?
You are not your job. You are not the suit you wear.
You give them each a wedgie and then they're both ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I imagine one of the workers must have said, hey, we should stop this. And the other said, no, let's watch this for a second. I want to see who wins. And then there you go. They said there were
of course, it's barbaric and it's horrible, but conceptually picturing it, it's hilarious.
They said there were about a dozen.
Picturing two toddlers fight would kind of be the same as picturing two really drunk guys at a bar fight.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
One of them falls down, starts crying. And
sure, stumbling around.
You shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, they're harmless.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. About a dozen children between the ages of four and six, boys and girls, just fighting, throwing each other to the ground, hitting each other in the playground. Yeah, and they were just like watching and enjoying it to see who would win.
Zach, do we have these videos we can post to our show's page?
No, it does.
I'm kidding, of course.
I would have posted them already, though.
I believe that you would
have. To be clear, because that would have been, I'm sorry. Like, you shouldn't laugh, but in a way, it's funny.
All right, well, look, I know John's just kind of a guest and he's sitting in, but I want to put him under the spotlight a little bit because he has somewhat of a moral dilemma he called me with the other day. John is currently a single man.
Mm.
I was a single man recently. I've been a single man, several times. Not as much as John. I'm a serial dater. I'll admit that. I find myself in a relationship more often than not, but I've also played the dating field quite a bit in my time. And as a man of modern, time, I've used Tinder before.
Yeah.
And you're gonna mm-hmm. come. You're gonna hit some occupational hazards there.
Okay.
There's just some
casualties.
Things, yeah, exactly.
Casualties.
You're gonna hit the wall a couple times.
Wait, explain the wall.
it's basically the wall is it doesn't play out in a horrendous fashion.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you had planned to meet with someone doesn't play out at all, and it's in an absolutely horrendous way. Pardon my English. So John calls me. This is his situation. I mean, I literally got this call, what was it, last Friday, something like that?
Saturday night.
And he says, Kevin, I have a moral dilemma.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to be meeting this girl at Tinder at a bar right now.
Yeah.
And I think I might see her. There's a fat chick standing outside of the bar that I think might be her, but it doesn't look anything like her pictures. And my immediate thought was, he's just being paranoid. Like, that's not the chick. Go in and look around.
That's what I thought maybe. Yeah.
Go in and look around and find the girl.
Yeah.
I'm not a total scumbag.
So John goes back and says, I looked around. Nothing.
She's not in there.
Yeah. All and right. I said, well, can you describe the girl in the pictures to me? He says, she's a skinny
Filipino.
Asian girl. Yeah, Filipino maybe. And I said, what does the girl who's standing outside look like? He goes, fat Asian Filipino. Whatever. I'm like, it looks like somebody pulled a Texas switch.
Yeah.
is my first thought. And, but still, I didn't know what to tell him here because, I mean, what do you think, Zach? He shows up in a situation. He can't physically determine if it's her because she looks completely different than the pictures.
Completely different.
Does that mean he's morally obligated to still engage her, even though he's probably not still going to sleep with her because she misrepresented herself? So where does that... I mean, this is a huge gray area.
Right.
I still would have disappointed her because I would have only had one drink and then I would have made up an excuse to leave and she would have known it was because
he would have felt awkward
fat.
And spent a bunch of money. And,
But still, I should have.
Why do you say, like, would have and should have, so you didn't actually, like...
I'm getting to that.
Yeah.
He didn't. he bounced.
Stick around,
and then he felt awful about it. But I was, you know, I'm an older brother. I can't tell him what to do. I can only offer my advice. And my advice was go in and look around. And if you don't see her, then she's not there. Get out of there.
And I did text her when I was there, and she never got back.
And she, that's another huge part of it. He said, "Look, I'm looking around for you. Where are you?" And he got no message.
Well,
back.
So, to be honest, I said, "Are you there yet?" I didn't tell her that. And then I
but
said
she
after
back
I
to you.
Right, and then right after I went out to my car, I told her I looked around, and I still didn't hear back from her for another half hour. And I saw a fat chick out on her phone looking at her messages and stuff. And I was
it's like in Grand Theft Auto 4 when you're trying to find the target, so you call their phone and they
that's
answer.
That's exactly right.
That's what he was doing.
I sent her a message, and then I saw her like hesitate on because she was talking on the phone, and she looks at her phone, and I'm just like, and she starts typing on her phone, and I'm like, please don't come to my phone, please don't come to my phone, please don't come to my phone. And it never did.
Okay.
So I thought maybe she's blowing me off. Maybe she doesn't care. Maybe this isn't the chick. She looked totally different, man. The shape of her skull was different, you know.
Zach, look, I'm an older guy coming from a more experienced point than John. You're coming from a younger, looking at us point of view.
Yeah.
John's right in the middle. Where do you stand on this? What do you think?
Well, first off, I think that's some top class social manipulation. I really do. The fact that John is like, well, let me see if I could spot her in the crowd. Yeah, I'll hit up her phone and see what happens.
It wasn't even a crowd. But is it not equal manipulation on her part?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I got to show you these pics.
I think
you never would have thought it was a fat chick.
Right. If somebody sends photos like that, if you don't figure it out before you get to the table, you have every right to bounce. Yeah, you could show up and she'd be like, oh yeah, it's me, and you'd be like, yep, I'll see you, because she blatantly knows what she did.
Right.
I mean, it's not like she's not privy to the situation.
But John is not an Andrew. He would not have shown up and said, oh, you're not who you said you were, I'm out of here.
Andrew, maybe that would have been better.
He would have actually engaged her and done the whole thing and pretended to be interested and then had to leave. And that's I feel like is more hurtful than because later you said I looked around, I didn't see you, and I left. So it's a little mistaken identity, crossed wires, whatever it is. She does, you know. I feel like there's no harm done with what he did. Where if he had engaged her and played the whole game and bought drinks and then said, "I'm gonna get out of here," that's more hurtful.
I would have made her think there was a chance because you know.
But this girl was obviously looking for sex because she said, "Well, usually I just have guys meet me at my place." LOLs, lols.
Nice.
But I might have hurt her feelings because I did tell her I walked past her and I didn't know it was her. Because she was like, how'd you not know it was me outside? I was the only girl outside.
Oh, so wait, is it confirmed that it was this chick?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no.
Did I forget to mention that part?
Yeah.
That's a huge detail.
I didn't know that was, I thought you just never figured it out.
No, it turned out it was
her. I thought you were going to come up to me because I was the only one standing out there. And I said, well, I thought in front of the bar meant you were sitting in front of the bar. I didn't know that meant standing outside.
Well, it is kind of funny, though.
And that's what makes it so depressing to me.
Yeah, that John's telling her, well, I looked around, I didn't see you. And she goes, I was the only girl outside.
And I told her if I'd known it was her, I would have stopped, but I didn't.
Right, because you look nothing like how you do in your pictures, which is really no fault of yours.
I'm a little torn here, John. I think you're perfectly fine. You're in the clear. You shouldn't worry about it, but what do I know?
It will haunt me for the rest of my days. It's okay, though.
No.
For all of our listeners who may want to weigh on in this, go ahead and message us, email us, tweet us, any of that. Let us know what you think. We have to take a real quick break, but we have a lot to get to when we get back. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Oh, man. Remember, there's no business like bro business. The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com, and my personal favorite, the iHeartRadio app. Zach, you've heard our show on replays and whatnot before, and you absolutely have to agree with me that hearing it on the dial kind of sucks.
In a way.
I prefer hearing it on the iHeartRadio app.
I guess I'm an old school guy. I love being able to get in my car and pop it on and hear it, but that being said, it's so much cleaner from the app.
You're right. There is a vintage feel to it when you have like the crackling of the old radio. But that I enjoy that for about 8 seconds, and then I pull my phone out and I go to the iHeartRadio.
If I'm driving around, I'll listen to it in the car.
Zach the Youngblood Lewis, everybody, my trusty co-host. Also, My brother, John Ebeling, is live in studio as well. Thanks for being here, John.
Hey, guys.
It's nice to have you back. We always appreciate it.
It's great to be back.
And John was asking during the break what a power hour is. Mm. I realize that I'm a little long in the tooth. I'm 30 now. John, I know you don't want to hear this, but you're pushing 30.
Yeah.
And Zach, he's still Zach the Youngblood Lewis. Yeah. Zach is still 22 years old.
It affects
23.
Me.
23.
It affects me when you turn 30, you know. It's like...
When I turn 30?
When you turn 30, yeah, it affected me, I'm saying.
Seriously?
Well, yeah, because it's like I'm next, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You're next in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I used to be a couple of crazy guys in our 20s, you know. Now we're not anymore. But when you were in college, Johnny, you never did a power hour?
I don't even know what that is.
See, I never did it either.
See, and that's how this whole thing came about, is because Zach had never heard of it, and I was like, oh, dude, how did you never do that? And I remember saying that now that I'm, you know, I'm not trying to brag about it, but I drink a lot of beer in my older age, and I think that I could knock down a power hour no problem.
Right. Now, credit where it's due, this was an idea of our old producer. This is like one of the only great ideas that he produced, but it was a great idea.
Which?
Brett.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This did come from him. This is like the greatest idea he ever pitched us. And we've been sitting on this, I think, ever since then.
Yeah.
We've been trying to figure out a way to work this on the air.
No, we cycle more people in and out here than I can keep track of.
Yeah, it's like, true. You know, we're like a night shift at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, exactly. it's hard to keep up sometimes. But a power hour is basically, exactly, you take a shot of beer every minute for 1 hour.
Oh, God.
Everyone says... okay, like why would it seem bad? And when I was young, you know, in my teens and early 20s, I did this several times throughout college and whatnot, and I'd never once ever made it to a whole hour. I got too trashed.
You can never do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a shot of beer.
Correct.
But it sounds ridiculous. But it's every minute.
Every 60 seconds. And the reason Zach and I haven't done it since, even though we've talked about it, is because we got to have a third guy here to monitor it, because he and I have to do the show.
Right.
So we can't be having a timer and doing every 60 seconds and have a coherent, good radio show.
We can't have an audible timer. We need some kind of light.
Correct.
We need somebody to point at us
and say, do this. And then I would prefer the person here to facilitate this just pour the beer in the shot and hand it to me so I can just keep doing the show.
Right.
Relatively, I still think it'll be a mess, but I want to try it, and I want to try it next week.
Right. Now, odds are nobody will do this for free. We'll want to sit here and pour us beer for an hour and, like, give us a timer, but maybe somebody will do it. We're on the radio.
I mean, we got friends at work, and come on, somebody will do us a favor.
Yeah, somebody will. If we give them a mic, I bet they do it, but you don't really want to give them a mic.
No.
Me neither.
No,
I just want somebody to continuously provide me with alcohol for the duration of the show.
Now, Zach, you were a little bit arrogant about this. I think you can do it no problem.
Okay, how much is a shot? An ounce?
1 ounce.
All right, so
there's 12 ounces in a can of beer, and we're doing Keystone or Natty Light.
Right, so that's what, 5 cans of Natty?
Yep.
Small cans?
12-ounce cans.
Doesn't seem that bad.
The size of the can doesn't matter, Zachary.
But yeah, I guess you're right. It seems like it does in my head. It compartmentalizes.
Oh, I understand. If you're trying to take an overall look at it.
I drank five beers before. The amount isn't what would get you. The rapidness. It's the pacing.
Yes, of the consumption.
It's the constant input.
That's what, it's going straight to your dome. I'm telling you, I think I've been arrogant about this as well because I'm cocky and my beer drinking. Well, I mean, I have been training for a beer drinking competition, but I'm still... That's a joke. It's from Beer Fest.
I thought you were serious.
No, it's a line.
Sorry, I missed it.
But I still think I could do it, no problem.
Yeah.
But I say that, and in 30 years of living, I've never done it. So I want to do this next week, finally. We've been talking about this forever. I want to pencil it in. Next week, we do it the whole hour.
We do need the third man, whoever that is, to drive us home.
Well, I was thinking about reaching...
That is the thing.
If she's listening, she's probably going to hate this. Oh, but maybe my, you know... lady friend could help us out there.
Significant other?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
That.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Lady friend is fine.
Your chick friend?
Significant other. So you may as well call her my wife.
Your spouse.
We might as well be married. No, you're all right.
All right, so we're going to do the power hour thing next week for sure.
If we talk about it now, we got to pencil it in. We have to do it.
All right, and are we going to have to bring my mom in the next segment?
I think we should. I don't know what you're going to talk to her about.
I mean, we've had hens in the rooster house before, but this is the mother hen.
I would never want my mom to sit on the show ever.
It's really weird.
Ever.
Ugh, gross.
Maybe just for the last couple of minutes. She's your mom, too.
I've had nightmares about my mom sitting
on the
show.
Yeah, I want her to hear me standing up a fat chick.
She already missed that story. You're good, bro.
She doesn't listen to the show, does she?
Yeah, she'll listen. She'll hear it anyway.
She'll catch it. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Anyway, I did have some actual content I want to get to. We only have about a couple minutes left during this segment, so let's go ahead and get into it. Do you want to hear 30 or surprising facts about adult entertainment that you don't know, or red flags that you're a douche? What's more important to you, Zach?
Surprising facts about adult entertainment.
John?
Yeah, I'll go with that too.
You want the porn?
Yeah.
Well, we're all big trivia fans.
John watches a lot of porn.
Yeah.
And Zach, you watch a lot of porn.
I like to think so.
I mean, I like porn.
A fair amount.
I honestly don't think I watch it as much as you guys, but that's in no way saying I don't like it as much as you guys.
It might be.
Yeah.
I just don't think I need it as often.
Well, I don't need anything.
I think John,
I'm sure John doesn't either.
Well, I think he's had issues in his love life before.
John needs it.
I need it.
John's had issues where he was doing it too much and it affected his intimacy with a woman.
Many times, yes. I've suffered with erectile dysfunction and I'm only 27 years old. What a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is cause and effect erectile dysfunction.
Well, it's cause and effect because, John, do you think it's just due to the porns? Or I thought you said it could be a medication issue.
No, I think that's what I tell women.
I don't think so. Because I was watching the Entourage movie the other night, and Ari's talking about the medicine he has to take, and how it makes him not be able to finish.
But that's why I stopped taking the medicine, and that was a while ago.
Oh, and it didn't. It's still.
Sometimes not as much anymore. It's. I think that porn desensitizes you, and I think that it gets you into the. You're all into sights and sounds to stimulate you, and you're not into the feeling or the situation or the emotion,
the romantic intimacy,
right?
The physical connection is out the window.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's what happens. And when I stopped doing porn, it helped significantly.
We stopped watching porn. I don't want people to think my brother was in porn.
Oh yeah. When I stopped shooting porn.
You know, once I quit doing porn, I was able
it definitely subsided substantially.
All right, well, John, thank you for your honesty. I appreciate that. Let's talk about some facts about porn. Now, first one, the sex industry is the largest and most profitable industry in the world. No surprise there.
Believable.
This includes street prostitution, strip clubs, phone sex, and pornography. Is there anyone on earth who would be surprised by that fact?
We're all human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's into that stuff.
When you want to talk about vices, this is the most prominent vice among humans on earth.
I think so.
Mm. You know, some people may like booze or gambling or drugs, anything, but everybody likes sex.
I'm not even sure I'd call it a vice.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's kind of a natural thing.
It's just living, man.
It's beautiful.
The next one. When do you guys think the porn business started? Porn films, porn flicks, when do you think?
I'd go 70s. Like late 1800s.
John, what do you think?
Somebody probably cranked out
porn
something.
Porn flicks?
Yeah.
Porn flicks probably 70s, right? Isn't that when porn started?
I bet when they made the first CinemaScope, when it was just like pictures on a slide that you rotated really fast, I bet somebody had something
going. Zach may have an advantage here that we went to film school together.
Yeah, I am greatly in debt for this knowledge.
He is absolutely dead on. 1895 is when the porn industry started. So that was brilliant, my friend.
Thank you.
Wow.
I know my bar trivia about pornography.
All right.
But you guys got me beat on names. You know a lot of porn stars.
Yeah.
I'm not so familiar.
Well.
Did you know that the porn industry makes more money annually than the NFL?
That's nuts.
Which is funny, though, because none of us care about sports. We care about porn way more. So all of us are like, of course.
Yeah, that seems to make total sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't dispute that. It seems to.
During a given day, any time of that day, how many people worldwide do you think are watching porn?
During any time of the day?
Any time of the day.
An average time.
Yeah, throw a number out there, man.
I'd go in the thousands. Low thousands. Like 1,000 people, probably, if I had to guess. Shot in the dark.
In any moment that people are watching porn?
Yeah, in the world, dude.
Well, come on. I would want to go millions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are 7.3 billion people on this planet right now.
All right. Well, John might have me beat on this one.
So give me a number, Johnny boy.
5.6 million.
30 mil.
Wow. I was way low.
Yeah. That's huge.
Wow. That is huge.
All right. Now, I'm going to move on from the porn facts in just a second because we're running a little short on time here. About what percentage would you say of the internet, which is, come on, this day and age, absolutely enormous. It's incredibly fast. What percentage would you say is made up of porns?
It's got to be over 70? 50.
70%?
I'd go like 55%.
I mean, 70 or higher.
Again, shot in the dark.
50.
Okay.
Ooh.
50 is pretty good.
All right. Well, we both got prices righted.
All right. Now, John, I got one more here that I want to do. And, John, you have to be particularly careful on this one because I don't want to get us in any trouble. What would you guess is the most searched term in porn.
Mm. And it's not a crude word?
A little bit. That's why we have to be careful. But I think I can present it in a way that we're okay. You know, but John, you're right. You could say like blonde or amateur, you know.
Right. I don't know. I would think maybe like anal maybe or
no.
something. But that's a good guess, though. The bosom maybe?
No.
I'd go...
And it's funny because this is such a gross thing that I never search for, but I'm willing to tell you guys what it is.
I'd go type of woman. I'd say it's something like moms.
No, but MILF is a good one. I would have thought MILF was the
most. It starts with a B, boo.
No. What are we going to say, bew cake?
Bew cake?
That's what I thought it was when I was a kid. I was like, what is that? Anyway.
I want a slice.
All right, hold on. if we're talking about, say, donuts, a donut that you might like would be a Boston
Bear pie. Yes, absolutely. A Boston cream pie. I love those.
There you go. Yeah, that is exactly correct. A great donut. In no way related to the sex business. But, you know, I still have the 15 red flags that would indicate to a woman that you're a douche, but I'm going to have to wait. We're going to have to put a pin in that until we get back from this break. Also, I think I'm going to have to go ahead and bring my mom into the studio and talk to her for just a little bit.
Can I ask, is one of those red flags standing up a fat chick?
We'll find out right after this break. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/The Status Bro Show. You're listening to The Status Bro right here on Talk Radio 1190.
You wanna know what to say to narcissists? Better watch yourself.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined as always by Zach the Unbud Lewis.
Bronichiwop.
Now, we've had a very jam-packed show today, a little bit confusing, a lot of stuff going on. We had my brother come in. I told the whole story about how Johnny wasn't exactly here on time, so to make sure he got here, my mom had to rush him to my aid. And now he's here, but my mom was also here, and I thought maybe we could bring her on just a little bit, get some insight, a little pull back the curtain a bit. Does this make you nervous, Zach?
No. Real quick, to be clear, John doesn't have a car. He flew in today.
Yeah.
So it's not like he couldn't drive himself. Yeah, he could have. Like, he's capable. Like, don't sell him short.
Oh, no, I'm not selling him short. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, and it was super nice of your mom to drive him up here.
It was very nice. We also have a lot of stuff still to get to in our final segment here. Most importantly, the 15 red flags that you may be a douche in the eyes of a woman. But before we get to that, I want to bring on a very special guest, my own mother, Carol Ebeling, to The Status Bro. Thanks for being here, Mom.
Great to be here, Kev.
I know you really didn't want to do this. You were a little bit apprehensive, and I appreciate you kind of playing the game and rolling with the punches a bit. And, you know, we're glad to have you.
Well, thanks for asking me. And you know, I've really always wanted to be on.
You're a huge fan of the show.
You are. Now,
I am.
You've been a listener for a long time.
I have.
I think I may be, correct me if I'm speaking, if my facts are wrong here, but I think you didn't used to listen to us when I was on in college and we would go completely unfiltered.
No, that was just a little too hard for me, Kev.
It was a little too much, and I don't blame you for that. I didn't recommend...
A little too hardcore.
And I didn't recommend that you listen back then, but we went to terrestrial. We were forced to kind of...
Adapt,
get in line a little bit, evolve, and I think now we're okay, we're...
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do have to confess, you do text me when there is a part I should tune out.
That is true.
And as your mother, I appreciate that.
It's probably for the best.
You know, it's kind of funny because I know I can tell Mom maybe a little bit nervous here, but she seems totally calm. I'm a little nervous. I'm sweating. My blood pressure is up this week. My heart's palpitating on the air.
Yeah, I know where all the bodies are buried.
That's exactly right.
We mentioned this earlier. I would never want to have my mother on the air with me. Like I you're much better than I. You're a braver man than I am.
Zach, you're not supposed to say that during this segment.
Well, I'm just being honest, Kev.
Because someday we will have Mrs. The Youngblood Lewis.
No, we won't.
You know, I just have this feeling, though, that Zach's mom, Mrs. The Youngblood Lewis, probably doesn't have as many skeletons to talk about.
That's
as your
true.
Mother.
I mean, look at him. He's so cute. He's so clean
He's
cut.
He's so sweet.
Zach's watched such a straight
angel.
Line. He was. And you still are an angel.
Yeah, and then I met Kevin, and then he went south.
And it was all downhill from there, huh?
No, it's been a blast. I'm enjoying it.
He's a good boy.
Well, thanks, Mom. I appreciate you being a team player, and I really appreciate you being here with us on the air tonight.
It's kind of fun, Kev.
It is. It's
something new.
I'm very pleased. So I didn't want to put Mom under the spotlight too much and make her feel uncomfortable. So what I wanted to do is kind of just go about our regular segment, and then Mom can weigh in if she'd like to.
Sure.
What do you think about that, Sec?
That sounds fair.
All right. So we had the red flags that you're a douche, and Mom, you're a female. So maybe yes. You can weigh in on this and say, if you do this, you're a little bit of a douche.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number one, red flag, if you're a girl, that a guy could be a douche. You wear a flat-billed hat.
Oh, you mean like something you'd get out of a Lids in the mall? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Very much douche. So.
Leave the sticker up. Thank you, Mom.
Yes, we got it. All right.
I want to agree with this one because, first of all, I never worn a flat-billed hat. I never thought that was especially cool. But
no.
If you see a guy, a casual guy, you're meeting him for the first time, you're at the bar and somebody says, hey, this is my friend, what's his name? Or a girl says, hey, this is my boyfriend, what's his name? And he's wearing a flat-billed hat. You might instantly think he's a douche.
A little bit.
So, of course, a woman probably thinks this guy's a douche.
Especially if he's still got that weird circle tag on it, sticker
yes.
thing. Yeah. Which seems to be a trend.
You know, I want to touch on that just a little bit.
That's a good clue.
How and when did that become a thing? Are you trying to tell people, like, I could still take it back if I decide I don't want it?
Oh, I think it's establishing that it's a legitimate product, merchandise. That it's real. It's not some knockoff from China. You guys, like, you had to go to Lids and buy that.
You guys probably don't remember Minnie Pearl. Or you're too young to know Minnie Pearl.
What is that?
Well, she was an old country comedian. Mm-hmm. Real corny. The one that used to say, howdy. And she always had a price tag hanging from her hat.
Really?
Yeah.
I doubt that that's what people are emulating, but I'm glad that Mom was able to bring that insight to
see,
the show.
See, what's great about it is it's still a joke now. People just don't know it. Some, people are wearing it. It's still funny to the rest of us.
It's still currently withstanding.
Yeah. it's still good for a laugh. Look at that douche.
Yeah, I completely agree. So moving forward with the list just a little bit, we all agree on the flat-billed hat thing.
I think so.
And we can add the tags to it.
Yeah.
Even if you bend the bill but still have the price tag on it, you're a bit of a douche.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even still.
All right, now this one I agree with wholeheartedly. And this, I think, applies to whether you're a dude or a chick. You flip off the camera.
Oh, please.
Oh, when there's a camera around you, you flip at the bird?
Yeah, like you see a Facebook picture where somebody's tagged in and they're giving the finger. And yeah. I'm like, dude, come on. Haven't you been too old for that for a long time?
It is very 2000 and late.
It's very... It's very, I don't know how to say it, just juvenile in a sense that maybe you're still in middle school
Definitely.
Or high school and something you should grow out of.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit, Mom, I'm sure you can agree, Zach, John, everybody here who knows way too much about me, there are things that I should have grown out of that I haven't, that I still do. But I promise I do not give the finger to the camera anymore. And if I do... If a woman assumes I'm a douche for doing that, I probably had that coming.
You'll take that.
I think it's fair that everybody probably thought that was cool at some point. But
sure.
You grew out of it, like a responsible adult would.
With middle school.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people still do that.
Okay. Now, this one is a little bit more, not as cut and dry, not as black and white. Because, Mom, there's a part of this I want to go to you on this, but we'll move forward. Wearing a Bluetooth.
A Bluetooth headphone
type
thing?
You know, being a cyborg.
Right.
And, when you see that in public,
you might assume
this guy's a little bit cheeseball.
A little bit.
Thinks he's cool. There are times around the office where I contemplated having it just because I have to be doing a lot of things with my hands, doing radio and whatnot, where I may want to answer the phone. But, yeah, if you see a guy at the grocery store, at a bank, and he's checking out and he's got a Bluetooth, he may be a little bit douchey.
Oh, the best is at lunch. Business lunch in the middle of the day. Yeah. Dude. That's where it's at. Yeah, everybody's wearing those things.
No, you're right. That's an excellent example.
Yeah, halfway through the waiter taking their order, they're like, hold on a second. I got to take this. Hello?
Especially if it's McDonald's.
Yeah, definitely. The fast food scene is where it's at.
Mom, the reason I wanted you to weigh on this a little bit here is because Dad does it.
Around the house. But his pet peeve is people that are out in public with him on, because he always says, oh, that guy must be really important.
He's right.
Yeah.
Now, Dad wearing the Bluetooth around the house is justified because it's for business and you may need to be hands-free. But, yeah, doing it out in public.
That sounds like the exact same logic you
would
have.
You're turning heads for all the wrong reasons. Wait, what do you mean, Zach?
Like, you would wear it around in your apartment or at work? Yeah, sure. But as soon as you go out in public, you'd be like, unacceptable.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would do the exact same thing.
We all have plenty of things that we would do around the house or in our apartment that would be fine. But if we did it in public,
that's fair.
It's not cool.
And a lot of the time, he's talking on it while he's pouring his coffee and stuff. So we have to give him that. Yeah.
I mean, there are plenty of things to do. I might talk on the phone with the door open while I'm pooping in my apartment, but it's not something I'm going to bring to work. I'm not going to do that at the bar.
I don't do that at the office.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, this is another good one. You watch MMA.
MMA?
Yeah, like Ultimate Fighting.
That's probably fair.
You think that makes a guy a little bit douchey?
Also, like, I might even go as far as to say watching, like, WWE makes you kind of douchey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but...
But you know. I know some people who would probably be offended by a statement like that.
Well, I did that a lot when I was younger, and I still WWE can be pretty damn entertaining.
You used to flip off the camera, too.
Yeah, you're right.
You kind of grew out of it a little bit.
There are things you grew out of.
Yeah. Well, there are some cool guys that have come out of that WWE, though.
Oh, of course.
That's true, like The Rock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Rock is very cool.
Nice guys.
John Cena's all the rage lately.
John Cena, I think, is pretty cool.
Love him.
But John Cena may have been a victim of my next one on the list.
All right.
And this one offends me in many ways. Excuse me. And I know, Mom, that's one thing you don't like when I do on the show.
All right. Hates it.
The next one. You wear a crucifix for no reason.
Well, like on your, like as a necklace?
I want to get a little more specific. Yeah. Wearing a rosary.
No.
It's phenomenally sacrilegious to say this, but yeah, that is
look, I may not have been the most religious guy in my older age, but I still respect religion, and I think wearing a rosary is something that is sacred to the Catholic faith. Wearing it as a fashion statement is rude.
It's tacky.
I think so.
But would most women pick up on that as a douchey red flag?
I think if you wear it while you're at the bar or something, that's got to be some kind of sin, right?
It's a little bit.
I mean, you got to go to hell for that.
It's a little cheesy, yeah.
You can't be out hitting on chicks wearing a rosary and drinking booze.
Yeah, and if you end up hooking up with a chick, do you pop it off before you consummate the evening? Probably not.
What, like a wet? Yeah, you can't
now
do that.
Now it's really tacky.
All right, this one's a good one. John, I know you're not on the mic right now, but you're still here in the studio, and you'll think this one's a little bit funny. You pop out or you carry a Magnum condom by accident just because you think it's cool.
I actually wear Magnum
all the time.
For audience members, it might have heard him, but. But yes, nobody's impressing anybody just by having a Magnum condom.
No, it almost seems like a stereotypical joke nowadays that somebody would have that.
All right,
maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not claiming any kind of fame here.
Well, yeah, I'm not fooling anybody. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm not busting out any Magnum condoms. Right.
Well, you don't even need to be that big to wear Magnums.
All right, John, sit down.
No, you've made that
look, Johnny
before.
With his huge crank can step outside. John Holmes can step outside the studio for this segment.
Point.
Yeah, maybe. All right, what about you order bourbon?
Who orders what? Ordering bourbon?
Yeah, that's on the list of a red flag. You could be a douche.
Like you formally order bourbon?
Yeah.
Like when you go out to drink?
Yeah.
How are you, if you're ordering it with Coke...
That was a huge argument on the show once. I'm sure Mom remembers.
Definitely.
The rum and Coke argument.
The rum and Coke v. Martini thing.
And Zach, you were in the rum and Coke as a cool drink camp.
And you handily lost that argument.
I did.
Oh.
You got destroyed.
Oh. Look, my mother comes from the era of when people drank the way people are supposed to drink, and she will tell you that a real man would not order a rum and Coke.
Okay, really quick. I want to clarify that there's three Ebelings in the room versus one Lewis. I'm not going to win this one. But even if I could, what you said was, let's just take it to Facebook and let's see what people say. More people said rum and Coke.
Yeah, actually, he is correct
that's
on that.
Because
technically,
young
I lost.
People are on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
true.
Maybe you're right.
There are more youngsters.
All right.
That's a good point. There's a generational difference there.
We only have a minute left, so Mom, I am going to put you on the spot just a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Does it make you a little uncomfortable when you listen to the show and the stuff that we talk about?
Yes. Your dad laughs like crazy at me getting uncomfortable.
But
it's just when you hear your son talking about some of these things, Kev.
But it's still funny.
It's pretty funny. Some of it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. But when my mom hears me talking about how nobody uses condoms, that's the kind of thing that you're going to catch some repercussions for when you go home for Sunday dinner.
Yourself included.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Zach.
You're welcome.
The truth hurts sometimes.
I had to point that out.
Hey, you're one of the ones I want to talk to, by the way.
We appreciate that you don't hold back, Kevin. Despite who you knowing who your audience is.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that. And, Mom, look, I appreciate you being a team player. You really stepped up being here tonight. We love that.
Well, Kev, it was fun. Thanks.
And I know that I kind of forced you into this. I made you come in. I basically forced Mom on mic and threw some headphones on her and
it's
said, look,
true.
You're involved in this now. And at the end of the day, you are part of this. But I'm so glad to have a family that's so supportive of my craft and that will listen to it and participate in it. I love that.
Well, you're good, Kev. We love you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mom.
And you're pretty good at this.
You're all right sometimes.
We love you too, Zach.
Thanks.
And Zach, will you be at our barbecue on Sunday?
Probably.
All right, we'll talk about
Maybe.
That later.
Yeah.
You better.
Anyway, that's all the time that we have this week. I want to thank all of our special guests, my mother especially, John Ebeling, who also joined us in studio. That's really all the time that we have for this week. I also want to throw out a special thanks to the Jeff Prilly Show for having me on this week. It is greatly appreciated. Also, the Rod Wayne Show that'll be on right after us. I will be on 97.1 The Eagle from now until midnight and tomorrow from 7 to 11. Check out Loud and Local from 11 to midnight. Zach the Youngblood Lewis, thanks as always.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys next week on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. Find old town, tell the fools to come back home.
Start an escort service for all the right reasons. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro.